for WEKU. I'm Charles Compton. Well, we got a more traditional winter weekend plan. It's going to be cold, number one. And there are a number of programs taking place centered around Black History Month. So it's obviously February. Here to talk about some of those events and other programs going on in Central and Eastern Kentucky this weekend is Rich Copley, an arts and culture reporter for the Lexington Herald Leader. One of those events at the top of the list is a performance by the Lexington Ballet. It's at the Lyric Theater, and it's a show that pays tribute to Black artists.
Right, and I'm sure that everybody who's putting up shows this weekend hopes there is no winter weather sort of messing with people's plans. You know, that was something that happened quite a bit last winter. Any number of shows went up with predictions of snow and ice and things of that sort. But as you said, one of the big programs this weekend is the Lexington Ballet's tribute to Black History Month and achievements of Black artists. It's called Eye on Dance, and it's being presented at the Lyric Theater, which has, you know, just reopened about a year ago now. And it's a venue that has a deep history in Black arts.
Now, it has been noted that while there will be African Americans on stage, none of them will be dancers. That was a problem for the ballet's director.
That was. Luis Dominguez himself is a native of Mexico, and he has performed with the Alvin Ailey Dance Company in the Dance Theater of Harlem. You know, so he is very well aware of the importance of having Black dancers and being part of a program like this. Unfortunately, this is a year where they just don't have any Black dancers in their company. It is a diverse company. They have a native of Japan in the company. They have a few Latino dancers. But he told Robert Parks Johnson, who wrote our story about the show, that he's painfully aware that is the case with the show. They are trying to address that with a show that's also going to feature some spoken word and singing parts, and there will be Black performers on the stage doing those parts.
And another program timed to coincide with Black History Month is tonight at the Norton Center in Danville. It's The Rivalry. It's a recreation of the Lincoln-Douglas debates. I get to go, too.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
Well, you have fun. And you'll probably like this, Charlie, because it's done in a sort of radio theater style. This is produced by LA Theater Works, which is a company in Los Angeles that does stage productions, but one of their real big things is recording plays, both for distribution via digital means and CD and things. The Rivalry is one of their shows. When they did it in L.A., it starred Paul Giamatti and David Strathairn, and their touring production has a really good cast, too. And it tells the story of the Lincoln-Douglas debates and excerpts some of the great moments from those debates and sort of tries to show why they were so important and why we still talk about these debates today. The other cool thing about it is it's taking place at a venue that in a few months will host an actual vice presidential debate.
And just a programming note, WEKU will broadcast a version of The Rivalry later this month. Keep listening for a time and date.
Cool.
Yeah. Rich Copley, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Rich Copley is an arts and culture reporter for the Lexington Herald Leader. Find out more about what's going on this weekend by going to the WEKU website. Go to the events calendar at weku.fm. Events are also outlined in the Weekender section of the Lexington Herald Leader that comes out on Fridays. For WEKU, I'm Charles Compton.